Everything she can do. So all lila he does, manages. Oh, Vrindavan Dham, beautiful. Jayati Jayati Vrindaranyame Tanmurare Santa Vaikuntha Vasa Rahatalayan Yatra Gopi. Sir, Krishna is playing flute on the bank of Yamuna. Yamuna all very gently moving sweetly. Peacocks are dancing, Kapuja are singing there. It's all dust can fulfill your desire. Where Radha and Krishna, Rosh was done, Bansi Bhatti is there, Kaliyadari is there, Sir Bhatti is there, so many things. Where nearer? The place of Nanda Baba is there, Chatti Kara. And from there he is used to take his cows in Vrindavan and play. So glorifying all this weeping, heart melting, hair standing like this. So this is it. Don't jump. I know that though I have not read all the books as you have all read. I think that Govinda Lilamrit is with you all. I know. And Krishna Bhavan with you. Mosam Mani Manjari and so many books are with you. It has been translated by the devotees who have been divisiated in Narak, Kunda. They cannot control their lust. They have written. Don't jump. Come in process. Our goal is so high, we know, and it should be. But your process should be begun from Adau Shaddha, Tatah Sadhu Sang, and then when greed will come, these symptoms will come. And this is the parameter of our bhakti. Anya Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Janavitam, Anukullinish, Krishna Anusilanam. Always be in God's line of bhakti. What? They will help you. Even they are not perfect. But they should be. If you are with two little boys, even you cannot do nonsense. You will fear. So we should try to always come in process and develop our Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramana. I cannot more than tell anything more than this. No? Can I do? Can I tell anything more? All are independent. Krishna also has made them that now Jiva, he may control, but he is also promised that I will not control. I have given you independence. You can follow your independence. And if you are doing something bad, then I will crush you. You should also remember. But you are independent to do anything. So Gurudev, what can do? So Gurudev is like this. He cannot tell more than this to anyone. We should try to follow very carefully. Gaur Pramanande. Don't tell Srimati. I have warned you, but you missed. Srimati means it gone something wrong. Srimate Bhakti. Srimade Bhakti. Srimate. It is right by grammar. It is not good by grammar. Otherwise it's grammatical, you should come. Though you know, don't know, but we also know. But our Guru Parampara and all the devotees are telling like this. So not Srimati Gaur Govinda. Gaur Govinda is not Srimati. It may be, he may be, and lacks, but no harm. He has some idea for this. You are a pure Vaishnava. But even you should not. Oh, Srimati Radhike, you can tell.
Kirtanam. Hari Hare Nama Krishna,
thank you. ಬೇರೆ ರಾಜ್ಯ ತಕ್ಕಕ್ಕಿಲ್ಲ. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಾಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಂಗ್ ರಾಧ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ. ಅಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಒಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಗನ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಜನ್ಮತ್ತಲೀಲೋಪೈಕಂ ಸಜೋಗುಮಾಯಾ ಬಲಂ ದರ್ಶಯಿತಾ ಗೃಹೀತಂ ಭೀಷ್ಮಾತ್ಮನಂ ಸ್ವಸ್ಥ ಸೌಭಗರ್ಭೆ ಪರಂಪದಂ ಭೂಷಣ ಭೂಷಣ. 2100 ಪ್ರಯಾ. ವಾಟ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಿಸ್, what is swagat ved and is swagat ved it is in Krishna or not? Who will answer? You?
For my clarification, this was at?
I could not hear.
This was at?
Blocked.
This was at Ved is claiming that Krishna's body and his limbs are all different from each other. But Lord Brahma explained that all of Krishna's bodily parts can all perform the activities of each other. So the swagat bhed is false.
This difference is in Krishna or not?
Nose
and eyes and hands and legs are some same or not?
They're same.
How same?
Because they can perform all the activities. His nose can perform the activities of his ears. Ears can perform activities of nose.
Can you give an example?
Krishna eats as the bowl.
Any worldly example for this?
Okay. Oh yeah, tree eats by its
own. When I will tell you. Oh, with some more perfect. Thank you. He's telling tree? Let him tell. Let us tell.
The tree, briksha means one who eats by its feet. So if a mundane, lowly personality like a tree can have senses that can act for each other, why not Krishna?
Oh. Example of a cow made of sweet chini.
Sugar.
Everywhere. His horns are sweet. His ears are sweet. His tail and the hair. Everything. What?
Made
of sugar. Everywhere. Our eyes, nose, everything. So this sweetness can give all the parts of that cow. So Krishna is Advaya Gyan Paratattva, his everything swagat bhed, no swagat bhed. Understand? You? What?
Krishna's senses are interchangeable. They perform the function of
another.
So there's
no difference.
What example I gave?
Like a sugar cow made out of sugar candy.
Because everything is sugar.
Everything is sweet, wherever you taste it. The ears, the core.
Not different for
the tail,
And what is swajatiya yoga?
Swajatiya means one of the same caste, that is, it is referring here to Krishna's own expansion, Swamsa expansion, like Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, different incarnations like Narsingha, Vamana. So there is no difference between these all other incarnations. The verse that is quoted is Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanamsha. This verse in Brahma Samhita confirms this fact that all the incarnations of Krishna is identical, tattva-wise. In Rasa Vichar, it is different.
You? Anyone? You? You? You speak. What is it? What is swajatiya bhed? And is it in Krishna or not?
Om Ajananta Madandasya Ajananta Shlaka Chakshu Amaritamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. Prabhu is saying, talking about swajatiya bhed. Swajatiya bhed means that Krishna's manifestations are different from him. But in tattva, this is not true. Krishna's extensions like Kalki, Ram, Narayana, Nrsimha are the same. But in rasa, then there is some difference.
Okay, any doubt? And what is vijatiya bhed? You.
Vijatiya bhed means difference.
More louder.
Difference between Krishna and his different energies, like Maya, the jivas, like this. No.
What is vijatiya? You try to hear more carefully.
Vijatiya bhed is according to Vijatiya bhed, there is some difference between Krishna and between manifestations of Krishna that are not in the same category, not in the same jat. However, there is no such thing
like tree and animal. Different thing. Man and tree. Is there any difference?
Yes.
Between water and fire. These are vijatiya. Not something. But in Krishna, though it seems that this so many things different, iron, gold, animals, mortal things, they are all vijatiya from Krishna. But really they are not vijatiya. But these are the expansions of his tatastha, maya shakti, like this. So there is nothing difference between in Krishna swagat swajati vijati. But we see, are you Krishna? You? Then there is difference from Krishna. No difference? Then what is it? Anyone in this world is Krishna? How? You cannot control Maya. He is Maya Dhipati. He can make anything which is impossible, he can make possible. Can you? Even in liberated condition, you cannot. So there must be difference. No difference. By logic, it seems. Why? Because jivas, all the jivas, are not totally independent from Krishna. All are dependent to Krishna. And they are all
manifestation within answer, or sons anyhow, or Ram and Nishinka Kalki Baman, their sons, and Devinansi, Brahma, it may be, Parshurat, or Narat, all, though they are associates, but something, it seems that different. But this difference is called Vaishishti. No difference. Vaishishti. So there is characteristics of these to these. But power is different. But in Krishna, no, nothing. Now, Mahaprabhu telling all these things. And he remembered in connection, prasangavasataha. Prasangavasataha means?
Contest.
Oh, remembered it. One sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Janamatta lilo paikan sajova maya balam darsaita grahitam bhishmapanam sastacha sauhagarde parampadam bhoshana bhoshanam. He began to explain this. Krishna rajyate kalila khela sarvottam naralila narvapu tahar sharu Krishna rajyate ka khela narot sarvottam naralila narvapu tahar swarupa gopabesha venukar navakishor navatnatavar narlila hayan rupa. Oh, he began to explain. As if Krishna is standing and he pastimes of Krishna. Among them, Naglila is topmost. Nishimthadev. He took the form of Parshuram. He took the form of so many. All were very beautiful. Oh, Ram, moreover, more beautiful. And Dwarkadhish Krishna, more beautiful. But his Narlila, they were not like Narlila. Some appellants in them. But Brajendanandan, Shyam Sundar Lila, pastimes of Brajendanandan, Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Gopi Kant, Radha Kant, of best among them. Gopabesh, not Jadavesh, Gopabesh. Gopabesh means in the form of go, cowherd boy, playing in the courtyard of Nanda Baba, taking the shoe or what? Wooden sandal of his father, dancing, naked, very beautiful. He is coming like that. Gopabesh. Benukar, especially playing on foot with smile, very sweet smile. And eyes, by eyes, crooked eyes, looking here and there, searching something. Narlila hai anuru. So he is speaking, Sanatana Goswami. How he is? By mental extrapolation? Is he doing like that? No. For he has seen so many times, he has taken darshan. Even he has taken the darshan of Srimati Radhika, what to tell of Krishna. So he is seeing
Just I'm explaining. Oh, I'm telling so much, so you should speak something. Then this takes energy. Go on. And he can attract everyone in the whole world. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But by Maya Yoga Maya, he has now forget. And what? Being Radhika, he is as if he is seeing Krishna. Not from far away, very nearest place. It may be that she is so much worried. He heard a sound of flute and he was attracted to that who was making
playing one flute.
And anywhere he sees, what? Heard the name of Krishna and she at once attracted. And anywhere in a glance she saw Krishna standing or coming with Sakha and cowherding with so many cows. In a glance you see. And then he is telling like this. She became very worried. Oh, I should die. But I have love for three persons. So it is against Vedic ladies. Patiprata of Braj lady. But Lalita told our Vishakha that they are same. So how Krishna is beautiful? Radhika is telling, you should know. Krishna has forget that I am myself Krishna. And she is telling like that. That even a particle of that
beauty
can drown whole universe and attract everyone. What is that can? What is that particle? What is? We should see. Radha, Srimati Radhika. Glorifying, Rupa Goswami is glorifying Radhika's Beni. No? You know? And he comparison his Beni with poisonous black lady cobra. Very black. And he compiled a slok, Chatu Pushpanjali, so much. Beauty of Radhika. And then Sanatana Goswami came. What are you writing? And then he told, I am writing some glories and beauty of Radhika. May I see? Oh, why not? And he saw. Became very happy. But he told, I'm very happy. For so much alankar, anupras, so many things. Alankar means ornamental and so many things here. But why you gave this example of comparison of Radhika's bell,
bread,
with a poisonous, very
poisonous black
cobra.
He told that place, correct it. I saw that there is no comparison, so you should correct it. He wanted to give any another example. But at that day, at that time he could not remember. He told that I will see and I will correct. And thinking this in Radha Kunda, thinking, and he was returning to his bhajan kuti in Radha Kunda. When he was on the bank of western bank, perhaps, western bank, he saw that, at once he saw very beautiful kadamba tree, and he saw that, in one of the branches of that kadamba tree, there was hanging any tree. On that same, teenage girl, was sitting, and eight sakhis, his sakhi, were swinging. Like it, village girls, but all were very beautiful, and most beautiful was, though its garments were not so good, but even very beautiful. Sanatana Goswami looked at her and he was attracted, especially when he saw his braid. On her braid, so many snakes, poisonous black snakes, were waving like this in air when she used to go and up. And at once he cried, "Oh Lali, oh Lali." Lali means any kind. "Oh, snake is on your prey. Please be careful." And he ran away to save. But when he went near boy, he saw nothing. Only kadamba tree was there. No swim, nothing. And what is this? Have you seen a dream or what? No dream, really. He had some confusion in Rupa Goswami world, but now he saw. Oh, Srimati was herself there. How beautiful anyone cannot tell. Even Krishna cannot tell that how beautiful she is. So this is the beauty of Radhika, very particle, very fine. And whose beauty can charm a lady like Srimati Radhika, understand? How you can define that? Krishna is how much beautiful? Krishna himself. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, fourth chapter, he tells like this. So Krishna himself, Radhika, is attracted to Krishna, and Krishna so much to Radhika. Always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realizing Krishna there, like Radhika always. So he is telling something. Why? To attract us with the beauty of Radhika and Krishna. So here he is telling about Krishna. Rupir ye ekkan dubai tribhuvan sat prani kare akarshan. Even deers, even grasses and trees. When Krishna goes to cowherd, even the trees
for bending down
with so much flowers and manjari, fruits,
and they gave upahar, offering to Krishna.
Even Yamuna river, being a river, or she wants to embrace Krishna.
Wonderful.
Even clouds, they want to give shade of for Krishna, like umbrella, and sweet water coming from there, as if they are from eyes or coming everything. And telling this, oh Mahaprabhu, make become like faint, like Radhika used to be. So, yog maya chit sakti vishuddhatar parinati tar sakti loke dekhaite eir uparatan bhaktagane gurdhan prakat kaila nar lila haite. You can read the meaning.
The transcendental form of Krishna is shown to the world by Lord Krishna's internal spiritual energy, which is a transformation of pure goodness. This jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the devotees. This form is manifest from Krishna's eternal pastimes.
Now I want to tell you from where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoting Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna was just ready to give up this world, and Uddhava and Maitreya Rishi both were there in Dwaraka. And after that, Krishna told that you should at once leave this place and go to Badrikashram. Through Vrindavan, meeting Vidur, and tell him that he should hear all these things that I have told to you, my all teaching, you should hear from Maitreya. So you should go by this way. So when he met anywhere in Brajmandal, and when he met, Vidur began to ask, I want to hear the kushal of Krishna. Well-being of Krishna. How Krishna is now? Then his voice was choked, heart melting, and began to weep loudly. Oh, why you are weeping so? Why? And then he told these slokas, remembering all the sweet pastimes of Krishna and beauty of Krishna, how Krishna was beautiful. And now he has left. We were so much fortunate. Now we are so much unfortunate. Krishna has left us. Whole world are weeping. Now this earth is like a widow. No ananda in this world, and that is why he, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and beauty, and he was this way. Mahaprabhu quoted from there. Sheiru paratan, have you told? Yog maya chi sakti vishuddha sattva pariniti tar sakti loke dikhaite. You can explain. Without.
Here in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that the form of Krishna is displayed to the world through his yogamaya potency. The form of Krishna is called Vishuddha Sattva Parinati. That means transformation of pure goodness. And this form This is a very confidential treasure and jewel of all the devotees. And this form is always manifest in his eternal pastimes.
Yoga Maya. What is Yoga Maya? What is Yoga? What is Yoga? One thing, when mixed with another thing, it is called yoga. Now in this world, so many bogus persons of our bodybuilding, they do some exercises and they call it yoga. But really it is not yoga, bogus thing. 1 + 1 = 2, this is yoga. When any jiva, by practicing bhakti yoga, he takes darshan of Krishna and he is totally absorbed in this service of Krishna, or really this is yoga. By these exercises, even lust cannot go, your anger cannot go, anything cannot go, bogus things. So these are not really yoga. And yoga maya, which helps all these conditional souls to meet with Krishna, to serve Krishna, that power of Krishna is called yoga maya. Who is he? Vishuddha Sattva Pariniti. Vishuddha Sattva. What? When on the platform of Sandini Shakti, on the platform of Sandini Shakti, when Sambit and Radhani, both agents coming on, and who does this? This is called yoga maya. So all the pastimes of Krishna or any manifestation of Krishna can be seen only by the help of yoga maya, otherwise not. Krishna descended to this world. How? If he is coming, you cannot see. But if yoga maya can help you, then you can see. When Krishna descends to this world, he comes with his all associates, father, mother, gopis, cows, with Govardhan, Jamuna, everything from Golok Vrindavan. But we cannot see. Even today in Braja, everything is there. Krishna goes to cowherd. He plays there. In Nanda Bhavan, everything is there. But we cannot see, anyone cannot see. Only devotees like Narad, they can see, even today. Or Rupa Sanatan can see. But we cannot. But if Yoga Maya can help us, then we can see. By that vision. Without the help of yoga maya we can. So Krishna comes here through yoga maya. Otherwise anyone cannot realize, cannot see his pastime. So yoga maya is Vishuddha Sattva Parinati. Parinati means?
Transformation.
Tarsakti loke dekhaite. Tarsakti? Oh. What is the power of this yoga maya? That anyone can see at that time to Krishna. Even deities can see. Everyone. Eva Ratan Bhaktaganir Gudhan. Oh, this